Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for being part of our day. It's my pleasure to be part of yours, and my website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm excited about having Joanne Black back on the show, ladies and gentlemen. As I told you, Joanne and I are kindred spirits because we believe that cold calling is not the way for you to be successful. She actually wrote a book about it called No More Cold Calling. Joanne Black, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim.
It's good to have you back.
Well, it's wonderful to be here and to share some insights with your listeners.
Well, you know, one of the things that I want to get your thoughts on something that I talked about just before you came here, Joanne. I said that, you know, that I'm calling it a 21st century thought. And I'm trying to do more 21st century thinking these days and get more and more people to think 21st century. And I believe no cold calling is very 21st century, by the way, Joanne. But here's a 21st century thought I'd like to get your thoughts on. Don't just help your customers, because when you do that, that makes you at least 50% of the equation. And the more of you there is in the equation, the less successful you're going to be. But help your customers help their customers. And that way you wind up being less than 50% of the equation. What do you think about that?
I think that's a great idea and long overdue. It's something we don't think about. In fact, when I was writing the book, I interviewed quite a few people, and one of the men I interviewed, a senior person in the organization, a VP of sales in an international company, said to me, he said, 80% of the people who call on him do not understand his issues, do not understand
right.
what they're trying to do with an organization.
Because it's all about them, isn't it?
It's all about them. And all they do is pitch product. And that really gives our profession a bad name. Not only that they don't get the business because
right.
they're not interested in his company.
Especially when they just drop by on people. You know, Joanne, Pam was last hour. You know, Joanne, the thing that I remember when I was a young pup selling not just years ago, but decades ago, would be walking into a business and there would be maybe two or three or maybe a half dozen salespeople sitting in the waiting room waiting to see the owner, the purchasing agent or whatever. That scenario isn't out there anymore, is it? People don't drop by on people don't expect for salespeople to drop by on them anymore, do they?
They don't expect it. In most cases, they can't. Because in the major cities, the tall buildings, you know, the tradition of a salesperson taking
oh, yeah.
an elevator up and going down, you can't
yep.
get into those buildings.
Right.
And so it can't be done. And it's not very effective. It's not the kind of activity that's going to get us the results we want.
It never really was. Even when back in the days, so to speak, when you could do it, I never liked it. I always liked the advantage of working up the appointment before I and them expect in the customer or the prospect to be expecting me before I got there.
If you don't do that, first of all, you're being disrespectful. Second of all, you're positioning yourself and your product as a commodity.
Right.
And if that's the game everybody wants to play and that's your business model, that's fine, but from the majority of people it's not. We don't want to be a commodity because then we're going to be in a price war.
And
that's
the key,
end of it, and we're going to lose.
The key to avoiding this, the key to being successful without cold calling is referrals, isn't it?
Yeah. You've touched my heart with that one.
Yeah.
You bet.
Now, you've developed a system, an actual what you call the breakthrough referral selling system. It's got five steps. Talk to us about that.
It's everybody knows that referrals are the best way to build business. So to the person, people tell me it's never less than 50% close rate when they get a qualified referral, which means someone who wants to talk
say that,
to them.
Say that again.
No less than 50% of the time do they convert a prospect to a client when they get a qualified referral. And I'll tell you, Jim,
that's a 50% close ratio before you show up. How
yes,
about that?
Yes. But in the last 3 years, that number has accelerated. So people now are telling me, They close business 70 to 90% of the time when they get a qualified referral. Because what happens is, and everybody agrees with this, you know, when you're referred, first of all, you're pre-sold. You have trust. You have credibility. They want to talk to you, so they have a perceived need. And the competition goes away, and then you get that client conversion that's astronomical. Mm-hmm. And there's no other strategy that can touch that. Plus, a referred customer is going to buy more. You have a different relationship. They're going to refer you to others.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what everybody will agree with this. The reason that I developed my breakthrough referral selling system, and that is the subtitle of my book from Warner Books, is that people said, yeah, referrals are great, but we're not doing it strategically because they didn't know how. There wasn't a process, a methodology, a mm-hmm. system to follow. It's not complicated.
Well,
like anything else, if you do it, it works.
Well, the reason referrals are smart for small business, Joanne, is because we have only so many hours in the day. We have too many things to do and not enough heads, too many hats to wear and not enough heads to put them on. And so the more we have to sell and prospect and go through the selling process, that takes time out of our ability to deliver what we sell. And it's hard for small business owners to do both of those well at the same time. I know when I was a consultant, and I was for a long time it was just me, and I had my own little consulting company, and I would sell, get some business, and go deliver that business, and when I delivered it, then I have to go sell again. But when I got my business going well enough where I got referrals, I was able to quit selling. All I had to do was follow through on the referrals, and my business took off after that.
Well, it does. When we're actually delivering the business, we should be prospecting. And this is difficult for small business owners because it's a different headset. But if we're not asking for referrals and doing that all the time when we are involved in any kind of delivery or implementation, our pipeline is dried up at the end of that.
Right.
So prospecting, asking for referrals needs to be done every single week, and there needs to be a plan around it written. Otherwise, right. It's not going to happen.
Joanne, give us your website, please.
www.nomorecoldcalling.com.
Nomorecoldcalling.com, the book, that's what the book is called. And the subtitle is The Breakthrough System That Will Leave Your Competition in the Dust. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk about how do you get those referrals. We're going to get more right into Joanne's system of how you can stop cold calling and get more business through referrals. 20 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Here's that little band from Texas to take us out. Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're visiting with our good friend Joanne Black. She's the author of No More Cold Calling, and I want you to take that to heart, folks. And if you find her book, you'll find out how to do that. But Joanne, I want you to give us a quick tip on what's your best shot at helping us get referrals.
Oh, well, first of all, referral selling needs to be a priority. One of my clients asked me that just last week. What is it going to take to make this work? Because we let all these other things get in the way. And we need to say, I'm going to build a referral business. It's a strategic initiative of my company. Because mm-hmm. we are leaving money on the table all over the place.
Tell yourself you're making a commitment.
That's right. Because nothing happens without that, does it?
That's right.
Yes, and part of that is not just setting a lofty goal, and I kind of have a point of view about goals, that, you know, everybody looks at this time of year, the end of the year, as, oh, we need to set goals for the next year. And for me, that's fine, but we should be setting goals every month and revising them every single week. There are so many businesses that look at their plan for the year, and then they have no idea how to implement the plan.
Mm-hmm.
What I say is, say, this is a strategy. I'm going to tell people I build my business through referrals. Then what I'm going to do is I'm going to make a list of 100 people who I know. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to organize the list by the people I know very best at the top. Now, that could be clients, it could be friends, it could be peers, colleagues, other salespeople, people who own their other businesses who might be complementary to ours. It could be anybody.
Especially customers. Know. Especially existing customers, though, right?
Existing customers, absolutely, Jim. They're the best source of referrals, and we overlook them. I ask every client I talk to, how many customers do you have? And they give me a number, so I'd ask your listeners to do the same thing. Second question, with how many of those do you have really good relationships? Maybe you're even friends with them, and most of us are friends with a lot of customers.
Mm-hmm.
Take that number. And then here's the other question I say, are you asking them for referrals? Well, no.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's the 21st century success question. Are you asking your customers for referrals? I promise you, if today you start asking your customers for referrals, and I know you may think you're not good at it, and you won't be at the beginning, if you know, perhaps, but it's like anything else. The more you do it, the better you'll get at it. I'm telling you, folks, if you want to be successful in the 21st century, this is one of the keys.
Absolutely. And you know what? Our customers are thrilled to give us referrals, but they don't always do that unless they're asked.
It's not their job to wake up and think about you every morning.
No, it's not.
And it's not their job to be good at how to refer you. You have to train them a little bit.
We do have to train them, and we have to ask in a way that we're specific about who we're looking for so they can think of people, and they will do it. They'll make the introduction for us, and there you go. So we don't want to wait for these customers to refer business to us. You know, sometimes they do, and that's wonderful, but hoping they will and wishing
only
they
one
will,
out of 20 will actually get up on their hind legs, so to speak, and refer you. But here's the other thing: don't ever underestimate the interest of your customers to help you be successful. There actually is that emotion in the marketplace. Most of us like seeing the people we like doing business with be successful. People will help you do that. They've helped me do that.
Well, they do, and actually what they're doing is they're doing a favor for the person they're referring you to.
It's win-win-win all the way around.
It is. I mean, they're picking you out of the pack and say, you know, I just worked with Jim. He was fabulous. Here's what he did for me. You need to talk to him.
That's the word.
A great favor.
That's the word they use about me all the time, fabulous. Hey, Diane.
I knew that.
Joanne, talk to us about planning for 2007.
So here's the plan. Commit to referral selling, make your list of the people you can ask for referrals, make sure you get all your current clients on there, and then I want everybody to set weekly goals. How many people each week are you going to ask for referrals? How many referrals do you receive? How many actual referral meetings do you have?
So you're saying actually like a prospect list, develop a referral plan, not just a prospecting plan, but a referral plan.
Everybody should have an individual referral plan. You know, small business owners, whether people work for big companies or part of a sales team, an individual plan. That is critical. And we need to do that and commit to it. One of the things I talk about in my No More Cold Calling book is this concept of a business buddy. Because those of us who have our own businesses and working independently, it can sometimes get a little lonely, you know,
yep.
A little insular.
Mm-hmm.
So it's great to find someone, I say, who's outside of your business that you can talk to maybe 20 minutes, a half hour a week, can be on the phone or in person, and you share what you're going to do that week and hold each other accountable.
Hmm.
You also get new ideas.
What do you think about joining mastermind groups and sales development groups, things like that?
Professional development is huge, and for many of us, that's the last thing we think about. But unless we continue to learn and grow,
mm-hmm.
we're not going to be able to bring that information, those insights to our customers. We need to be out there.
The 21st century marketplace is a very complex, and it's more competitive today than 20 years ago, by the power of 10 at least. And if you're not being more analytical and more and doing more planning in your business, you're not going to make it. And that's what Joanne Black talks about in her book, No More Cold Calling. And I encourage you to find it. Give us the website again, Joanne.
www.nomorecoldcalling.com.
There you go. Hey, Joanne, thanks for being here. Happy holidays. Looking forward to next time already.
Thanks, Jim. Bye.
Joanne Black, ladies and gentlemen, she'll be back. I will be, too, with Governor Pete DuPont. Stay with me.
I spend a lot of money and I spend a lot of time.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.